of talk, lots of action. Aled here's the main attraction with a penthouse suite, swimming pool, pretty young ladies playing it cool, Rolls Royces, yachts, caviar. I've told you once, I'm a superstar. La-di-da, la-di-dee, I come from Wales, don't question me. Scratch! Yeah! Aled rapping, scratch! Yeah! Aled rapping, scratch! Boyo, yeah! Aled rapping, scratch! Yeah! Aled rapping!
Beautiful!
I'm so excited by playing that. Mm. It makes me want to get sick, Aled. Chris Moyle Show.
Only joking, obviously. So many people have requested over the weekend for us to not play that again.
I can believe that.
Yeah. No, I like it. As Dave says, there is a Neil Tennant vibe to it. Mm. There's a Pet Shop Boys feel to that.
It's a bit Pet Shop-y, I think. Yeah.
I think that's a compliment. Thank you very much.
Well, that was the way it was intended, Alan.
I wonder if Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe fancied teaming up with you. No, seriously. You know, they could do with the...
exposure.
Yeah, well...
Right, so to speak. You know, publicly, obviously.
So maybe that's something we can work on for the future.
Let's.
Yeah, okay. By the way, I heard Namone there going on about... she's still, you know, banging on about being Greek. Mm. And no one believes her.
Saganaki.
Eh?
Saganaki.
No, I think they're quite... No, but you know what I mean? She's saying, oh, so if you got any Greek connections, maybe you smashed a plate, got a big nose, that kind of thing. That highly, highly racist. She should know better. They're never going to let her in a team like that. Maybe got a long surname, that kind of thing. Anyway, congratulations to Greece for the football, and well done because I won the sweepstake. Hey! Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. 6:57 in the morning, Monday. This is BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Good morning! Love this song. See that? Walk Idiot Walk from The Hives. You never learn nothing, and nothing is another. And before that you heard a bit of Aled rapping featuring our very own Aled. Could be the new pop star for a new generation.
I think so.
Yeah. Right, thanks to lovely Namone. Good morning, we're on now. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning. In a minute I'll play you 50 Cent and Snow Patrol. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet, who's back at 7 o'clock.
It's a Greek triumph in Portugal.
And Federer is a Swiss on a roll. BBC.
Radio 1. Newsbeat. The weather, sunshine and showers for most of us. Drier in the west, though. Radio Newsbeat. It's now 3 minutes past 7.
Welcome back, lovely Juliet. Yay! Our sport queen. Hooray! After a couple of weeks at Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah.
You missed out on the Portugal trip.
I know.
And then you had to go and sit in Wimbledon in the rain.
Wet and damp.
Are you? Well, you know, I tell you.
It's great to see you.
Now you're nice and warm back in the studio.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. And I don't know who that woman was who replaced you. I didn't even talk to her. Didn't even look at her.
Oh, Kerry, was it?
What?
Kerry?
Kerry something.
You're such a liar.
I'm not. I didn't even talk to her. Didn't even look at her.
He was all over her, Jules.
That's not true. Not true at all.
The unofficial Chris Moyles website says you did.
Did what?
Look at her.
Really?
Talk to her.
No, I'm pleased that you're back. It's really nice. There's been something really... It's just been strange with you not being here. For a start, the air hasn't stank of booze. You know, the sport hasn't been slurred. Dominic hasn't got annoyed. It's just... None of us think of your perfume. It just doesn't... It's not the same when you're gone.
That's true affection, though.
And I think all the nice ladies and gentlemen listening to your voice now are pleased that you're back.
Thank you.
Plus, you've got bigger knockers than Kerry as well, so hooray! That's great for everybody.
I'm really embarrassed now.
It's good to see you dressed down for today's show, your first show back.
Well, yeah, I've
been
wearing
kind of
skirts the last
white
2 weeks.
White top, horrible cardi combination.
It's, well, okay. Washing machine's broken.
Well, you should get some Calgon, because they last longer.
Mm.
Right, anything else you want to say?
You're beautiful, no yeah. matter what they say.
Are you filling now?
What?
Just filling
what?
For time.
No, I'm just pleased you're back.
Oh, okay.
It's 7:05. I'm so excited to be back on the air because it's our birthday today. Hooray! That's right. 6 months on the air. And they haven't taken us off yet. Sing it, Stevie. Never thought I'd see the day. So presents all around for everybody today. Kind of. Well, not really.
Were we supposed to bring in presents for each other?
Yes.
I have.
I brought a present for the whole team.
Have you? I haven't done that.
For you to share. It's £10. Oh. So one, two, three, four, five of you. So that's two. That's £2 each. £2 each to all of you. Spend on sweeties or whatever you'd like today. So
Thank you very much.
I've brought something. My apple for everyone.
Oh.
I brought some A4 with happy birthday written on it.
That's beautiful. Dominic, Dave, rather, what have you got?
I brought some chapstick.
And Juliet.
Got you a CD.
A CD. Alan, though. Some milk. Brilliant.
Birthday fun.
I'm telling you. Alan, by the way, didn't he wake you up the other morning?
Yeah, he did. He did Saturday morning.
What did he give you a nudge?
Phone? No, wasn't sleeping next to Alan.
Right, okay.
Obviously, the mobile phone went off. Alan went, "Hello, I'm just on my way to interview Marco from Big Brother. Anything I can ask him?" I go, "Sorry, Harriet, what?
What time is this?"
It's about 8:20, something like that.
He went, Saturday morning.
I didn't wake you up. No, it's fine. Right, questions with Marco. Who's Marco? who are you? Sorry if it wasn't much help, Alan.
Oh dear. I took my girlfriend, Sophie, to Disneyland Paris this weekend.
You're a star?
Thank you very much, and I paid for everything as well.
Good morning, Britain. It's time to rise and shine. Make a cup of coffee, or pour a glass of wine. Switch off your alarm clock. Your bed feels so warm. Turn on your radio. Pray it's not Johnny Vaughan.
It's going to be a great Monday today.
Show, National Radio 1.
8 minutes past seven. Good morning from Radio 1.
Go, shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a...
Great record, that. Comes out next week at Snow Patrol and Spitting Games.
Chris Moyle Show.
7:15. Good morning.
National Radio.
So much stuff to talk about today. It's a really busy show. Some good songs to play, as we've proved already, with Snow Patrol.
Good start.
And Fiddy.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, going to be talking about the Sport Relief Mile, which is on Saturday. I'm going to be in Leeds doing the Moyles Mile. Scott Mills in Southampton doing the Mills Mile. Allard met Marco. Drama from... I can't really be bothered to do the impression. From Big Brother on Saturday morning, and asked him some probing questions. So we'll hear the result of that later. It's our birthday show today. We're 6 months old in the morning.
Happy birthday to us.
Ha ha ha. Mel is 22 in Nottingham. Sarah is 16 in Bradford today. Lots of people are celebrating their birthday.
Oh, I see.
They're the only two I'm going to do today. Don't bother texting in saying it's my birthday as well, because we don't care. Plus, we'll be here for hours. I had a very good happy birthday if it's your birthday today. That'll do. Just covered everyone. Now, also talk about the fact that I went to Disney at the weekend, which was great. And I had a real good time.
You had fun, did you?
Yeah, apart from the fact it's full of French.
See, I didn't think it was, actually. I mean, despite the fact that it's in...
Full of French.
It's in France.
Yeah.
I thought it was full of all sorts of other Europeans.
I'm sorry, but Mickey does not have a French accent. I'm sorry, Minnie doesn't speak in French either. Go on the Star Tours, which is very similar, but not like, in any way, for legal reasons, Star Wars. Mm. And C-3PO welcomes you in French. Now, I've got the movies on video and the later ones on DVD, and in none of the bonus extra bits does C-3PO speak in French. I may be wrong, but... Oh, bienvenue. It's not...
French the first language of all of the people at Euro Disney then?
Well, they do that thing where it's mainly French and a bit English.
Right.
It depends on who's talking.
Hmm.
So it's all Bienvenue, Disney. Bonjour tout le monde, blah, blah. And then for the English, they go, hello. And then they go back into the French again.
Mm. That would irritate me.
Yeah. And can I just say that the French, and not just the French, I don't want to pick on the French, and generally people in Europe, have no concept of the word queue at all. They have no concept of take your time, you'll get there in the end. They just, from the moment I got on the train, right, to the moment I left, they just don't care. So you stand behind the fellow in front of you in a queue, someone will just walk up and stand in front of you.
They're not as polite as us.
No, not at all. I never thought I'd be on the radio saying, you know, that the English are a proud, polite, please, thank you nation.
But we invented queuing.
They just haven't a clue. They just don't understand. But my favourite thing was the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster, which you have to do. I'll tell you all about this later, because it was mega.
An Aerosmith coaster.
Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster. And I got my photo with Mickey.
Yay!
Sad man. No, you don't, no, you've got to do it. It's the way forward, I'm telling you, mate. Are you digging on me? Yeah. I'm Pluto.
You're 30 years old.
I'm
what's 24. With you, man?
24. 24, Dave. All the time I knew this you would be my... Yeah! Oh. Yeah! She loves me. Mm-mm. Joss Stone. Are you digging on me? Super duper love. Yeah, yeah. Oh. So yes, in answer to people texting in... Baby, yeah. With strange memories. I did win the Radio 1 Euro 2004 in the pub the other week, sweepstake. I had Grease, which I thought was a fix. But now I'm very, very pleased.
Did you pay your 20 quid entry?
Yes, I did. It wasn't 20, it was 10, wasn't it?
Was it 10? Oh, yeah, it was 10.
Yeah. Demis Roussos, EasyJet Stelios, Kebabs, Moussaka, Ouzo, John Travolta, Hummus, Dave's mate Andy the Greek, can you hear me? Your boys give Portugal a hell of a beating. Stephen Mack in Portugal, by the way, the sweepstake. He'll be happy tonight, mind you, who can tell. He'll be on the air doing Le Mat Live. That's Stephen Mack, Honda Radio World, and lost the sweepstake last night to Milesy, who had Greece. I had Portugal. And close to lots of money, but sadly just pipped out the post. But not to worry, because I went to a gig and got off with a girl with lovely knockers. So that'll be Steve tonight then on Radio 1. It's 7:22. It's also the Sport Relief Mile at the weekend, which I'll be running. Aled is still not 100% confirmed he's going to be coming to Leeds, because I think he's going to bottle it at the last minute.
Do you know why? If I don't
Here
come...
we go. Yeah. Because you're a girl's blouse.
That.
A big wussy.
That.
Chicken.
Maybe. But
is,
also,
is there a Dove Body Silk conference going on somewhere?
No, not this weekend.
Which, by the way, my girlfriend said to me over the weekend, isn't that for girls?
Sophie.
It is for girls.
Well... technically, yes, right. But that's only because they haven't produced one for men yet.
Right.
Anyway, Big Brother, Saturday. So hopefully, I've asked them to move it to Friday and they're considering it.
So you said, can you move the press conference to Friday because I need to be in Leeds Saturday?
I said it's for charity and you're going to make me choose between the two things and I don't want to choose, so do you mind moving it to Friday? And they said they'll think about it.
Right.
That's a no, then.
We thought about it, guess what? No. Mm. And you can sponsor me, by the way. If you're not going to run, you're not going to do the mile, you can always sponsor me. What we're doing is, me and Scott Mills are having a battle to see who can get the most sponsorship. So all you got to do is text us. Don't worry about writing out checks or anything like that. Text us. It'll cost you £1. 70p of that goes straight to Sport Relief to help with all the good work that they do. You'll get a text back from us so you know the money's reached us and all that. So it'll cost you £1 and Sport Relief gets 70p. So here's what you got to do. Write a text message saying either Chris or Scott, depending if you want to sponsor me, Chris Moyles, or him, Scott Mills, and send it to the special Sport Relief number, which is 82125. It's not the Radio 1 number, it's 82125. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Chris or Scott, 82125. Cost you a quid, 70p goes to Sport Relief. Right?
Top stuff.
Good. So they realised, broke a massive radio rule here now. It's got to do a link with two text numbers in. It's too early for people to work out that. So buzz off today is only for diehard listeners who can remember more than one text number.
right?
Mm.
Right, buzz off then, are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Because it's our 6-month anniversary on Breakfast, I've chosen a song from the year I joined Radio 1.
Wow.
Didn't think they could get a response like that, but still, here we go. All Saints. In the days when they were friends and brilliant. Right, buzz off, you know the rules. There you go.
I've heard enough of it.
MP for Kidderminster, Rachel Jones, everybody.
Move around and get on down, do what you wanna, baby. You gotta be good, you gotta be good and ready to go. I know you've been waiting for my party all your lifetime, baby. Everybody in the whole world wants to know. Everybody wants to see that there's no one on the street.
Listeners buzzed.
No.
I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it.
Dave buzz.
No!
Oh, not me again.
Pressure, Alan, pressure.
Rachel's walked into my eyeline.
We know where it's at.
Come on, Alan. A man or a rat?
We know where it's at.
Well.
Well, if you know you like to party and you
want to
get on
Alan Buzz. Oh, not the rap, dude, not the rap.
That's the bit I don't like.
Is it because now you're a rapper, you don't like any other rapping?
She's just not good enough.
Right. Outrageous. Right, All Saints from 97, I know where it's at. 7:27, good morning, Radio 1, White Stripes.
I'm gonna fight them all. A seven-nation army.
White Stripes at Radio 1, 7 Nation Army. Thank you.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Coming up, we'll play the Sisters, we'll play Mary J. Blige. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:31.
And the main story this morning is Greece surprising everyone by winning Euro 2004.
Radio 1.
It's now 7:37.
Vernon Kay from Bolton. How are you doing, big man? Thank you very much for helping me at Radio 1 over the past 6 months. Happy anniversary. You've been on the air now on The Breakfast Show for 6 months. You've done 118 shows. Still as sarcastic as ever. Still as loud as ever. And that's why the nation loves you. Well done, big man. All the best. And FIFA 2004, chez moi, very, very soon. I'm going to kick your big butt into touch.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair. So me and Scott Mills are running a mile for Sport Relief this weekend. You can take part. You've got to register. Do it today if you can. www.sportrelief.com. I think it's £6, I think it is, to take part. And they'll send you a little pack and everything. And you can officially run in the race this weekend. Choose wherever is the nearest race to you. Belfast. Leeds, which is the one I'm doing. Southampton is the one Scott are doing. And then there's Manchester and Nottingham, mm-hmm. Birmingham and all that.
And if you want to sponsor me or Scott Mills, then we've got a different number. If you want to sponsor Scott, then send a text message saying Scott to 82125. If you want to sponsor me, Chris Miles from Leeds, send a text message saying Chris to 82125. That's all you need to do. It'll cost you £1, and 70p of that will go direct to Sport Relief. So saves you kind of having to write out a cheque or do anything like that. If you want to send a couple of text messages, it's like two text messages, you know, £2, right? It's a pint, do you know what I mean? Or if you live in London, it's about a quarter of a pint. So text Chris to 82125 if you want to sponsor me, or Scott if you want to sponsor Scott Mills. 82125 is the number, but either Chris or Scott if you want to sponsor me or Scott Mills, right?
How's it looking so far? Have you got an update?
We've had three for me. Mm-hmm. I'm very pleased. And 1,758. No, I'm joking. I'm not telling you.
Okay.
Hang on. I won't tell you. I'm just going to have a little look. Rachel's having a look. Yeah, it's all right.
Equal Stevens?
I'm doing a little bit better than Scott. So, but it's not enough. So if you want to sponsor me, send a text saying Chris, and that's it, to 82125. It'll cost you £1, 70p to Sport Relief, and do it a couple of times. You may as well. 82125. Write it down. Do it today. Thanks. What was that?
Sorry, it's my elbow. It wasn't a flatulation.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Flatulation.
Is that the word?
Well, I don't know.
I was going to say fart, but I thought that might be a bit rude.
Cheers, that's nice. 82125. Write a message saying, Chris, send it to 82125. Thanks.
This is the official Chart Show.
With Wes.
On Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Have you sponsored me yet, Wes?
Not yet, no, but I've just made a note of the number, and I will do as soon as I come off here.
And what's the number?
82125.
82125. There you go.
Yeah, is that right?
Spot on, Wesley.
Yeah. Who will you sponsor, me or Scott?
You, of course.
Hooray!
Yeah, of course.
Heavy night last night?
It was showbiz last night.
What were you doing? You went round at McFly's again, were you?
Not last night, no. I was round the Royal Albert Hall last night with Elton John.
The Royal Albert Hall? The Royal Albert Hall?
In London.
Hang on a second. The Royal Albert Hall?
How did I say it?
No, it's a Bow Selector gag, don't worry.
Oh, okay. Right.
Anyway, what were you doing there?
Elton John was having a showbiz bash.
What the hell were you doing there, then?
Well, because I'm showbiz.
Did he invite you personally?
No.
Right.
No, so it was a gig, and then it was a little soiree afterwards.
Did you see him?
I did see him, yeah, and he went to everybody's table at this, it was a very exclusive dinner afterwards. Liz Hurley was, like, on the next table to me.
How the hell were you invited to this? Seriously?
No, I just know people.
Who did he go with? Paul Gambaccini.
Nobody. I went by myself.
Trevor Nelson.
I went by myself.
Really?
Honestly, I went by myself, and I was really, really nervous because I didn't know anybody.
Did he come onto your table?
No, he skipped my table. He came onto everybody's table, and I clocked him out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, it's my table next. And I was working out what to say to him. Hi, Elton. Oh, great gig, Elton. Fantastic, Elton. And he skipped my table.
Were you on a table on your own then, Wes?
No, actually, I was on a very showbiz table. I was sat next to a lady, you know, not a normal lady, a lady, as in her husband was a lord, and she was lady somebody or other.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like Lady Victoria Hervey? That kind of lady.
She was an elderly lady.
Right.
And she was very excited when she found out I worked for Radio 1, and she kept telling everybody, this is Wes, he works for Radio 1.
Nice.
Have you heard of him?
Nice.
Yeah.
You found a new mother?
I have, yes.
Well, that's very nice on Target that you were hanging out with Elton John last night.
I know. I mean, the brand.
Was furnished there?
Who?
Was furnished there?
It was furnished there, yeah.
No, was furnished there.
Oh, David's furnished.
Yes, they had lovely furniture, Dave. It was cracking. It was all wood, pine, that kind of thing.
I didn't see it, really. Right. Know. But I saw Liz Hurley. My God, Liz Hurley is the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen in my life.
No, I'd have a go.
Oh, you just would.
Was she wearing something revealing with her breast popping out?
Yeah, sort of an orange number.
I like that.
She was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I bet she was. All right, calm down. Congratulations, by the way, we're talking about the chart now, to Ryan Adams with the Hotly Tipped, everybody, all the musos at Radio 1 going, oh, it's like an amazing track. Ryan Adams has done his version, wonderful, Wonderwall, it's amazing. In with a bullet at number 27 this week, beaten, sadly, by many people, including Ordinary Boys, Basement Jackson, Black Eyed Peas.
Indeed.
But I would like you to tell us this week's brand new top 10, please, Wes.
Okay, I'll do that for you, Chris. Right. Oh, by the way, happy 6 month anniversary as well.
Oh,
thank you, Wes.
No, seriously, I cannot believe it's been 6 months.
Mm.
Every Monday, me getting up.
I know.
Half past seven, every Monday for the past 6 months. I can't believe it.
Do you invoice for extra for this little bit?
No, I do it purely for the love of doing it.
Right. So you know that you're saving it for the next contract negotiation then?
No, I just love doing it.
Okay. And also it forward promotes your chart show.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's do it then. Let's do the brand new top 10.
The brand new top 10 with Wes on Radio 1.
Right, 10 is Ozone, Dragostea Dint. Yesterday was Blue and Bubbling.
Right.
Number 8 was brand new from George Michael, Flawless. 7 is Outkast and Roses. 6, brand new from Kylie, Chocolate. Mario Winans, I Don't Want to Know, at number 5. Number 4, last week's number 1, McFly and Obviously. Brittany at number 3. Number 2 was brand new, it was Girls Aloud, the show.
Ooh.
And number 1, on the official UK Top 40 yesterday, it was brand new from Usher, Burn.
Who'd have thought? Do you know what I mean?
Usher.
Wes, you still there?
I'm still here, yeah.
Right, okay, you're just so blown away with Usher being number one.
No, I'm trying to remain impartial. I'm not saying anything.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got to say, Girls Aloud's record's better than the Usher record.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, good. Quite surprised Kylie Minogue got so high at number 6 for what is a poor track for Kylie. But still,
you're remaining impartial once again, Wes.
You could say that. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. Everybody is.
We like Kylie Minogue. We just think it's a bit of an album track.
Yeah.
She's
not as fit as Liz Hurley, though.
All right, calm down, mate.
Tell you what.
All right, leave it out, please. Do you have a big competition for this Sunday's official chart show with Wes?
Yeah. Do you know what's happening?
What?
A week on Sunday, Jamelia is doing a live gig. Down at Maida Vale, especially for the official chart show. So this Sunday you can win tickets to go and see Jamelia the following week. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You can come to London and go and see Jamelia the week after. So ticket giveaway this Sunday, official UK Top 40, the album chart, and the official number one before anybody else, Sunday, 4 o'clock.
Okay, and what is this week's number one, Wes?
It's Usher and Burn, Chris.
On Radio 1.
Not Burn Chris, obviously. No. Oh, on Radio 1.
Yeah, thanks very much, Matt.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but we'd never be it with someone else. But you know that it's so good.
It's alright, I just think it's a bit twee.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's nothing to it, is it?
It's a bit...
It's not rubbish.
It's a bit slow, though.
I don't hate it, like some songs, but... Usher, as you write, is ludicrous.
Usher.
And Burn, it's the UK's official number one.
Oh, nice.
All right, 7:56, we'll play Blink-182 next.
Radio 1 Live.
Blink-182, I Miss You. Coming up, we'll play Shapeshifters, the brilliant Lotus theme, and we'll play David Gray as well, and the singer from Rachel Stevens. Meanwhile, let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 8 o'clock.
Greece are the Euro champions.
And Federer weathers Roddick Storm to win Wimbledon.
Drier in the West. Radio Newsbeat. It's now 8:03.
So I went to Disneyland Paris at the weekend. I took my girlfriend Sophie.
You're a star?
I know, I am, aren't I? It was very generous of me. And I had a great time.
That's a good joke.
What I like about the Eurostar is it goes approximately 3 miles an hour from London until it comes out the Channel Tunnel, which it puts its foot down to about 1 billion miles an hour. It just flies. And I got a train to Lille, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I swapped and got a train from Lille about the next hour to Disney, right? And that train was great. Massive seats, really comfortable. Getting the Eurostar. And I don't know, I just felt like Kylie again. But it was great, and I got my photo taken with Mickey and Pluto. Pluto is an all right grouch. Wanted to go, shrugged his shoulders when I went up, and asked for a photo. So I have to go, oh, God, all right then.
Do you have to pay extra for that?
No.
Do you know?
Characters just wander around.
Do they?
Yeah.
Surely that should be on the job spec, that all characters should always be happy.
Not job spec.
Well, when you sign up to be Pluto or Mickey, you've always got to be...
sign up to be Pluto or Mickey. They live there. It's Disneyland. It's where they live.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, but this is the thing that's always confused me, is how do they live in Paris, in Florida,
they just do,
and in California?
They just do, Dave. And I saw Mickey and Minnie and Pluto and Goofy and Blue or whatever. You know, not the pop band, the Jungle Book. Right,
that one. Yeah, I want to be like you.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Chip and Dale, the chipmunks. Mm-hmm. I've taken with them. The loads of them. You name them, I saw. Pinocchio.
Yeah.
He was there.
They're all there.
Very exciting.
Who's your favourite?
Oh, Mickey. Do you know, and I've got a soft spot for Donald as well, I must admit.
Daffy? Was Daffy there?
Yeah, he's Warner Brothers.
Oh, is
get your cartoon characters right, pal.
Big rivalry between
all right.
Yeah.
He's never there. He's not allowed. He's banned.
So Porky Pig's not there either,
no.
Is he?
Like my mate Longman. Longman's banned from Disney in America. Well, he got kicked out.
Why? Was that for alcohol offences?
I think it might have been. Hence the song, Oh, Mickey Mouse Won't Let Longman in His House, which we sing occasionally when we're a bit jarred. So I sent him a picture saying, guess where I am? And he replied with, careful you don't get booted out like what I did. Terrible. But it's great. We had a great time. And the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster is brilliant.
Oh, what does that consist of? You're going to tell us this earlier.
It's a roller coaster. It's like Space Mountain, but not in space.
But with an Aerosmith soundtrack,
yeah,
essentially.
And while you're flying around, doing the loop-de-loopy and all that, it comes on, you've got little speakers behind your head, and there's Steven Tyler and the rest of Aerosmith singing, Love on a Roller Coaster. It's brilliant.
They don't really do.
Yeah.
Do they really?
They're not really there, though.
No, you walk in and they're in the studio through the glass, and they go, hey, guys, come on in, like that. It's brilliant.
Well,
but I went on a couple of times, they kept saying the same thing.
What a random thing. Why would they invent an Aerosmith roller coaster?
I don't know. Love on a roller coaster.
That's rubbish.
Yeah, which also features like going down and round and loop de loop.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. So I did that. Don't go on Armageddon, it's rubbish. It's a waste of time. Kids like it, apparently, but you just stand there and effects go off, isn't it, like that. But Space Mountain, that's good.
Mm.
And what else is good? The Indiana Jones ride, which is now goes backwards. That's just wrong. Gotta tell you, just wrong.
Did you go on the It's a Small World ride?
Now, I've never done this before, but It's a Small World is legendary, right?
Mm.
For those of you who don't know about Disney, It's a Small World is you get in a little boat with lots of other people, and you float round, the
ride. World.
And it's the world, and it's children from all over the world. And it's, I've got to say, one of the highly racist, most offensive things I've ever seen in my life. It's meant to, and Sophie's going, no, it's really cute, look at all the little kiddies. And they sing It's a Small World in all the different languages. But it starts off, and what they've done is they've gone, right, so we'll have Irish kiddies on. So there you go, first thing you see, three leprechauns sitting there, pretty much drinking Guinness, falling out of a pub next to a church, while a horse walks down the street. Then you get to Scotland, and it's all bagpipes and tenants extra, tins lying around.
Mm.
Then you get to England, right? It's all, football hooligans and, pork pies, whatever, English. Then you get to the Australian one, even worse offensive. The same dolls from the England ones, dressed in convicts' outfits. It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Sophie's going, oh, just get over it. Right, there's Holland, clogs. Anything you think of.
Yeah.
The most stereotypical stuff ever.
The French have baguettes and garlic.
Yeah, they all go, and they all sing hohi, 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 cycling bikes.
Ho, ho.
So Jean-Paul this and Xavier that, zut alors, all this. And then you get to kind of like the random countries, and it's just like, oh, well, we'll just cobble like China and Japan together, shall we? Because they look kind of similar. So we'll have them there, and then we'll have these kind of nations that we're not 100% sure about them, so we'll just put them in a nice costume and the flag behind them. That'll do with them. I can't believe it. And this is for kids, and they all go around, and they just loop that song all the way around again and again and again.
It's like a nightmare, isn't it?
It just goes around your head. It's a small world.
I really wanted to go there, but I'm not sure now.
But the kids love it, apparently, and it's mainly for them. But Mickey, you gotta go. I might take you all, apart from the fact it's not cheap. But I might, maybe they'll offer it to us for free. But we should go for the day.
All right, then.
And then, go and play with Mickey, right? If they can work out for us to do the show on the train and get the 7:30, it's the direct. It's only 2.5 hours to Paris, apparently.
That'd be good.
So, you do that. Anyone up for that?
Yeah.
If they're paying, yeah.
Yeah. allowed to have your photo taken with Mickey and Minnie. That's not a problem.
Do you have to? Is that a requirement?
No, but you want to.
Right, okay.
You don't want to do that.
I'd love to, yeah.
Brilliant. Mm. Hey, how are you? Well, that's Mickey, obviously.
Is he American, then, in Paris?
He doesn't speak.
Okay.
At all? Well, the characters don't speak.
Does it?
No. What?
Nothing.
What were you saying?
Did you see Snow White?
Can't remember. We saw the parade with Buzz Lightyear and all that, and Mr. Potato Head, and Donald and stuff, and that was a bit embarrassing, because a lot of people running around going, I'm a grown man dancing like a toy soldier from Toy Story.
How do you communicate if they don't speak? Do they just nod and stuff and wave?
You can get your autograph book signed by the characters. They'll sign your autograph.
Yeah.
Not all of them, some don't.
Can they hold a pen with the big fluffy hands?
Yeah, they're all trained. They're not idiots. Yeah. You know what I mean? Seriously, if you're talking mouse, you know how to hold a pen. Do you know what I'm saying?
I just thought it might be difficult.
They're not idiots, Dave. They're men dressed up as big mice.
They're what?
They are actually big mice.
Thank you very much. No dressing up going on at all. It's really, really Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Thank you. It's 8:10. So that was my trip to Disney. I took my girlfriend to Disney for the weekend, Dominic.
You're a star.
I know I am, aren't I? I'm very generous. You see what we did then?
I liked it the first time.
Right, okay, right. Shapeshifters then. Looking back. Oh, beautiful. David Gray in Babylon. It's 8:17, good morning. This is Radio 1, I'm Chris Morales. This is my friend Dave.
Good morning.
Who will be doing the Sport Relief Mile on a treadmill at 1 o'clock on Saturday, because that's when their show starts, Chappers and Dave, Saturday at 1. So, I believe Vernon's going to start all the races.
Yep.
With a 10-second countdown, mm-hmm. And then that's when you start on the treadmill. You've got to do a mile.
Yeah.
And the first bit of the show.
Yeah. Brilliant. We've got to do, host a show on treadmills. We think we're doing about 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Easy.
Should be right, shouldn't it?
So, I'm doing the mile in Leeds. Scott Mills is doing it in Southampton. And one of my fellow athletes is on the phone to discuss fitness and the like. Good morning, Joe Brand.
Good morning, Mr. Miles.
Hey! How are you?
Oh, a bit tired.
Bless you. Apparently you thought it was 8:30 and not 8:10.
I did. I've had to get up a bit early.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But you sound very perky.
Well, I'm not.
Okay. You're not a morning person?
Well, not really, strangely, because I've got 2 children under 3, so obviously it's quite hard. They have to get me out of bed about 10.
Blimey. So some days you're up before noon?
Occasionally, most days just up before countdown.
Most people go down after countdown.
Well, yeah.
Well, that came out wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Is Mr. Whiteley running with you in Leeds?
I haven't heard. I mean, I haven't heard if he is, but I'll put the call in today.
My word.
Yeah, well, you know.
You might beat him.
That would be a thought. But, I'm kind of thinking, if there are any kind of women, young women who fancy running, but then, they don't think they're that quick, put Richard Whiteley behind you, you'll run like the wind.
Absolutely, you're so right.
So, why did you decide to get involved in Sport Relief then, Joe?
Oh, I don't know, because I got pinned against the wall and threatened with violence. Running's not really my thing.
No.
I know it's hard to believe, but it isn't.
But you're so athletic, like.
Well, I know, and I know I set an example to to the youth of the country
by
my good looks and my lithe body, but it gets a burden, as it must be for you.
Well, I did very well a couple of years ago and lost lots of weight, and then decided to pile it all back on again. So I'm kind of back to square one. But I know it's only a mile, and it's not, because I've done that before, it's only a mile.
I know, but people keep saying it's only a mile. It's a mile. It's a long way.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
But, I'm kind of used to that. Did you ever have a mobile fish and chip van around yours when you were a kid?
I'm afraid not. I was brought up in Kent. We had a mobile quiche van.
Nice.
Our way.
Nice. That's beautiful.
But listen, tell me, how long are you going to run it in? What time have you set for yourself?
Well, what I'm going to do is, I've got this. I've got a sob story attached to mine, so I've kind of got
the muscle doing up your trainer, did you?
No, my father's quadruple heart bypass.
Oh dear, sorry.
So, but
sending my best.
I will do, but he'll be morning dead. Now he's going to walk it. So what I'm going to do is, in a kind of martyr way, in a cheap attempt to get some press and publicity and people to think I'm a nice guy, I'm going to start the race. I'm going to run the mile and then run back and walk the rest of the way with my dad, who's just getting over his quadruple heart bypass.
I'm rather suspicious of that run back.
Well,
are you sure by the time you've run the mile, running back's going to be an option?
Well, you know, it'll be very hard for me, but once again, I'm going to do it for my sick father, who's actually getting better day by day.
Do they offer stretcher care on the mobile chip van?
Well, I hope they do. But what I'm going to do is I've devised an attachment, which is like one of those horrible baseball caps with a stick coming out the top and a packet of 20 Marlboro Light hanging off in a kind of carrot donkey way. And I'm hoping that should spur me on to run a little bit faster.
Could you send me one of those with a Bakewell tart on
there? Not a problem. I'll make them up for all of us. It'll be fine. So have you started training? Because I haven't.
I got out of bed unaided this morning, which I thought was a good start.
That's good.
And then I answered the door on
right.
my own.
Brilliant.
Without a stick.
That's
so, yeah, not bad.
I like that. Well, I walked around Disneyland Paris on Saturday, so I...
On your own?
Well, no, there was, like, many kids there. And
well, I know, but did you have help?
Well, I had my girlfriend there who kept kind of just, you know, kind of holding me up a little bit. But I did all right. Kept having to stop for a cigarette to open up the lungs, that
Fair
kind of
do.
Thing. But, so I'm gonna go for a run today and see how that feels.
Have you really not started training?
No.
Oh, I think that's marvellous.
Really?
Because I have secretly with a load of housewives down my street.
Nice.
It is. We swap recipes for stuff.
For stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, in that housewife
way. Oh, it's marvellous.
Are you actually going to run it, or are you going to...
I'm going to have a good go.
Right.
If I can get a decent bra, obviously if I can't, I'm quite dangerous. So
I'll lend
you... I'll keep still.
I'll lend you one of mine.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. Not, that's lovely.
Well, you know. They're nice as well.
Yeah, because mine aren't. What? Mine are not the sort to have an accident in.
So, what time are you hoping to do it in?
I thought as long as I get back by Sunday afternoon. Not too embarrassing. What about you?
I'm hoping to do it in under 10 minutes.
I think that's quite hard. Because actually, I have to say, I have actually tried running it, and I think it took me about... about 20 minutes.
Well, that's all right. That's okay, though. If
as long as you do it, it doesn't matter,
yeah.
Does it?
Doesn't it matter that you're embarrassing?
No, because you've got to remember, there's always going to be someone worse than yourself.
I can't really imagine that.
There will be.
Whiteley's not doing it. There isn't. Let's get Whiteley.
Richard Whiteley will be good. I'll put the call in.
Okay.
I'll ring. I'll speak to his people.
All right, then, but I'm amazed that you've not done any training at all. I'm extremely impressed by that.
Well, it's just, you know, only through, and I'll be honest with you, it's only through pure laziness that I haven't trained.
Even more impressed.
But, I mean, we did the show in Portugal for a couple of weeks. I swam occasionally in our pool.
Yeah, but the pool was like a paddling pool.
Well, yeah, but, you know, still, it's all good exercise. You know, and I walked up to the pub yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, and walked, well, got the taxi back, but...
Well, you're laughing, then.
Yeah, I think so. Do you have any tips for anybody who'd like to run the race?
For anyone I'd like to run with me?
No, any tips for anyone who'd like to run the race?
Well, yeah, just to remind them, don't just turn up on the day, register for it. That's what you have to do, that's important.
It is, by the way, can I just say, it's really important because you won't be allowed to run.
No, exactly.
That's so the reason why.
And they'll be very disappointing.
Turn up in your runners and your high tech and your Speedo shorts that are a little bit too old and you should have bought some new ones and you won't be allowed to run. You'll have to walk back to the bus stop and look like a pillar.
In shame.
Yeah.
Exactly. And my advice to them would be don't turn up with no clothes on and stilettos.
Right.
Oh, I think that's quite
wise words.
Well, that's yeah. Richard Whiteley's outfit out then.
Well, I know.
Well, Joe, good luck. Where are you doing yours?
In Brighton.
Brighton, very nice. See, that you can have a little drink afterwards. That'll be great.
Well, I hope so. And good luck with yours. And I'm very envious of your mobile chip van.
It just help with the training.
Absolutely.
What I'll do is I'll get to work in the factory on the cap and the Bakewell tart scenario. For
Look
you.
Forward to it.
No problem. Thank
Don't
you, Joe.
Stretch yourself out and pull a muscle, will you?
Hey, stop
no,
it.
No, get someone else to pull your muscle.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right, mate.
Bye, Joe.
See ya.
Bye. Joe Brand, ladies and gentlemen. See, Joe's doing it. I'm doing it. Even Scott Mills is doing it.
No excuses.
No excuses. If you want to register, and it should be a good laugh, you don't have to run it. You can walk it or crawl it. As Joe said, you've got to register, otherwise they really won't let you run. You can't just turn up and run, because we want your money. It's really not about fun. It is about getting your cash. So register. I think it's about £6, I think. www.sportrelief.com. www.sportrelief.com. Register for that. And if you want to sponsor me or Scott Mills, I'm doing the Moyles Mile in Leeds. Scott Mills is doing the Mills Mile in Southampton. Try saying that after a few. If you want to sponsor me, it'll cost you £1 to text and 70p goes to Sport Relief. So send a text message saying Chris to 82125, or one saying Scott. And if you want to sponsor me, it's Chris. Sponsor Scott, it's Scott. Send it to 82125, right? 82125 is the number. Dave, what's the number?
82125.
Right, and you write
Chris, if you want to vote for you.
Yeah, sponsor me.
Sponsor you. Thanks. Or Scott, if you want to sponsor Scott, of course.
It's confusing, isn't it, Dave?
82125 is the number.
It'll cost you £1. Sponsor me, please, because I ain't doing it for nothing, because I look like an idiot. 82125, put Chris in the message. Send that. It'll cost you £1. 70p to Sport Relief. Thank you. This comes out next week. Rachel Stevens, who, by the way, is also doing a mile. Tell you what, she ran in front of you, you'd sprint that, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you just?
I'm telling you.
4 minutes, I reckon.
Stick
your
a stick in the end of the cap, you'll be laughing. My baby drives a car. Always get what they want, and all I seem to bit gold frappy. Do you think?
I like it though, actually.
Yeah. Rachel Stevens and Some Girls. Hey? Oh, Some Girls. Thank you to Joe Brand. We woke her up, literally. Alan woke her up. It's the first and last time she's ever been woken up by Alan, I tell you. If you want to register for the Sport Relief Mile, it's on Saturday, 1 o'clock. There'll be a mile near you somewhere. It's www.sportrelief.com. www.sportrelief.com. £7.50, I believe it is, to register, not £6. Any extra £1.50 a tight get. I mean, Rachel Stevens will be on the show tomorrow, by the way. Rachel, lovely to meet you. Take a seat. Oh, you are sitting down, sorry. Standing up, sitting down, it's not all the same. Longman, my mate Longman, has sent in a text because I was talking about the fact that I went to Disneyland Paris at the weekend. Longman got booted out of Disney in America, but for reasons I won't really go into. And I was saying on the air earlier that I went on the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster and Space Mountain and the Indiana Jones Roller Coaster, which is backwards. Longman's texting saying, did you go on the ride where Mickey tells you to get lost and gets 8 cops to kick you out? It's class. Didn't go on that one, but maybe next time. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeats. Right, coming up then, what we play? Let's play Basement Jackson Chameleon after we get some news from Dominic at 8:31.
And the main news this morning is how Greece surprised everyone by winning Euro 2004. And it's now 8:37.
That's right, 6 months old today. We've been on the air for 6 months in the morning. Oh, what a great, great show. Putting a smile on your face and, well, peeing a lot of you off. But, you know, generally getting you up and out and off on your beautiful day at work where you might be unemployed. Maybe, you know, maybe you don't have a job.
Job seeker.
Yeah. Or maybe you get up every morning, once a week, whatever, job club. Maybe you wake up and look forward to getting your gyro. I don't know what, maybe
you work nights. Maybe you don't get up at all in the morning.
Yeah. Maybe you're homeless and you're listening on a radio. It's like a transistor. You know, they used to have them in the old days.
Tranny.
It doesn't matter who you are, as long as you listen. Especially good morning to all the Rage Yard Diary people. Don't forget, give a tick for Chris. So it's a happy birthday today. Now, we've got lots of messages from the stars, and if I don't do it now, we're going to run out of time to do it. So Alan's flat idol will have to wait, okay? Because we have to do birthday messages. We have several birthday messages from all the stars. Now, see, I haven't heard these, but looking at them, see how many people you can work out are genuine listeners to the show or have just been reading out a script. First person is ex-Hearsay member Kim Marsh.
Hi, I'm Kim Marsh. Happy 6 months, Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid.
There you go. From the heart, that
Chris,
was.
Dave, Rachel
from
and
the heart.
Alid.
This one comes from popular singer Javine.
Hi, this is Javine.
And happy 6 months to Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alice.
Right, it's exactly the same. Mm. You see that there? It's like no thought or anything like that.
They tail off when they get to Alice.
They do, yeah. Yeah.
Well, most do.
Yeah. Then, top actor from the world of television, Sean Williamson.
Barry, of course.
Do you know that is, Juliet?
No, yeah,
Barry in EastEnders.
The big guy.
That's right, he's dead now in the show.
Fell off
course.
A cliff.
But if he was still alive, I'm sure Barry would say something like this.
Hi, this is Sean Williamson. They've been on Breakfast for 6 months, and mornings have never sounded so good.
There you go, lovely. He ad-libbed there. He lifted it off the paper, which I thought was very nice of him. Then there's our very good friend, Paul McKenna.
Hi, Chris, this is Paul McKenna. Well done, mate, on making mornings better for the last 6 months.
Are there any good ones?
What?
I mean, are there any that sound authentic?
They are rubbish, are they?
Well, we have one from Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to hear that?
Yep.
All right, Scott Mills. By the way, he works in this building 5 days a week. We got him on the phone. Genius planning.
It's Scott Mills here. You might be thinking it sounds a little echoey where I am. That's because I'm actually on the toilet, having a celebratory dump for you as we speak. Congratulations on 6 happy months on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Mm. See you soon.
Nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
He's a crazy afternoon show host.
he's the Steve Wright for a new generation. So here's the difference then. Now, with people who have actually heard the show, and people who maybe haven't, this is Kim Marsh's message, which is 4 seconds.
Hi, I'm Kim Marsh. Happy 6 months, Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid.
This is Shane Richie's. That's 28 seconds long.
Hi, Moilsy Big Nuts. This is Shane Richie wishing you a very happy 6 month birthday, which is fantastic because most people give you 6 days. Us at EastEnders gave you 6 hours, but you're proving them wrong. But will you last another 6 months? We're all going to die. I doubt it, pal. Happy birthday. You have a career the same span as a 17-year-old pop star. It ain't lasting long, so enjoy it. Happy birthday.
The message will be saved.
A translation of that, if you didn't understand any of what Shane said, will be sent to you, and they'll be on page of CFAX 888 for the rest of the morning. That's nice, isn't it?
Mm. Very nice. You went off script.
Do we get any prezzies as well for our birthday?
No.
Yes, I've got presents.
Have you?
Yes. This lovely sheet of A4 paper sent to us by all the celebrities there. And it's signed as well by Alad and me. So that's a present. Thank you. That, obviously, all of you.
I've got a receipt for a Frisbee I bought when we went to Derry.
Oh, yeah.
The National
hold
Trust.
Hold on a second. I have to interrupt you there for an exciting message from Kim Marsh.
Hi, I'm Kim Marsh. Happy 6 months, Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid.
Brilliant.
£4.75.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Did you not put that in?
Frisbee. No, I should have put it in expenses.
Yeah. Speak to Fergus Dudley. He's the king of that kind of thing.
I bought chocolate as well.
Yeah? Did you get a receipt?
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah. Here's Kim Marsh again.
Hi, I'm Kim Marsh. Happy 6 months, Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid.
Sell it, love, sell it.
Hi, I'm Kim Marsh. Happy 6 months, Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid.
Sell it, love, sell it. Can you just do it again for me, as if you listen to the show and you really love it.
Hi, I'm Kim Marsh. Happy 6 months, Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid.
Lovely, that's perfect. That's great, thanks. What's the opera thing, Alad?
An opera lady turned up upstairs for some reason, and I ran up there with a mini disc and asked her to record Happy Birthday for you in an operatic style.
Brilliant.
Happy birthday to you.
That's cracking, that's
not opera.
That's like being at the opera, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't quite her key, I didn't feel.
Did she go high?
No.
Right.
Happy birthday to you.
Rewind selector.
Happy birthday to Chris Moyle Show.
Now that works, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Brilliant.
Genius.
Great, Alad. Wasn't it? Didn't even get a name. So
like Rachel
you.
Doing karaoke when we're in Portugal. Remember that? What did you sing again, Rach?
Oh, let's not talk about it.
No, it was all right. You weren't the worst by any stretch of the imagination. That was Andy, our competition winner.
That was one of my worst karaoke experiences.
What did you sing?
Tom Jones, it's not unusual because we only had the Tom Jones CD.
No, we had a Frank Sinatra CD
well,
as well.
I couldn't do any of those.
You did the dance and everything though when you came out.
Oh, don't. That's that rosé wine, that is.
It's the only karaoke I've seen of you, actually. I thought that was your standard.
Oh, no. I was so embarrassed about that.
You drank 2 litres of rosé before she got on stage.
Right.
I've never seen it's not unusual done karaoke before with somebody hiccuping halfway through.
Well, the thing is, it was really dark, so I couldn't see the words.
Well, it was. We're not going to do Alan's flat idol today, because Rachel says so. We're going to do it tomorrow.
Well, we'll have more room to breathe.
She's had a conversation. Oh. Rachel goes, do you want to do flat idol today, or do you want to do it tomorrow? So we'll do it today, it'll be all right. Because I think it'll work well tomorrow, because we can save it till tomorrow. Well, I don't mind doing it now. Because we'll have more time to do it. Fine, we'll do it tomorrow. Then she follows me out and goes, do you want to talk about... Not really, no, because I get the feeling you want to do it tomorrow. No, I'm quite happy to discuss it. Okay, we'll do it today. But tomorrow would be better, though. Is that or is that not the conversation that we just had?
No.
Oh, it so is.
Because I wasn't speaking like that.
Yes, you were. What's wrong with you? It's unbelievable. Talk about getting your own way. Do you want to do it today? Do you want to do it today? Do you want to do it today? We'll do it today. Tomorrow? No, we'll do it today. Do you want to do it tomorrow? We'll do it today. Do you want to do it tomorrow? We'll do it tomorrow. Oh, great. Chris says he wants to do it tomorrow. What? That's how Rachel works.
Brilliant.
But genius.
It's a woman's prerogative.
Huh? Whatever you call
Don't
it.
Don't you start, Dave.
What? Oh, I understand women.
Happy birthday,
you're
show.
All the same.
Here we go.
It's not Fallout, Rachel.
It's row time.
Started it,
hey, I never started anything.
She was talking to me.
Well, you didn't either. There you go. Yeah. I'm exempt, 852.
Sport relief thing. Yeah. I'm going to go on about this all week. If you want to register to run one of these sport relief miles, you have to register if you want to run it, by the way. www.sportrelief.com is the number. Is the text? Bonkers.
Happy birthday to you.
www.sportrelief.com. Get into work this morning or wherever you're heading, where your computer is. Log on. I think £7.50 to do one of the runs. Choose Leeds if you want, because I'll be in Leeds doing the run on Saturday. It's a mile. You don't have to run it. You can walk it. If you don't want to register, and you don't want to do it because you can't be arsed, but you want to sponsor us, Scott Mills is going to be doing the mile in Southampton, and I'm going to do the mile in Leeds. So we're going to have a battle to see who can get the most amount of sponsorship. We've set up a text number, which is 82125. A text will cost you £1. 70p goes direct to Sport Relief. So send a text with either the name Chris or the name Scott, and send it to 82125, and that'll basically go to either Scott's sponsorship or my sponsorship. £1 it'll cost you, so do it a couple of times, your tight ass gets, and it's only a couple of quid. What's that? It's McDonald's, isn't it? McDonald's and a beer.
It's not even, yeah, exactly.
Right, 82125 is the number. Put Chris if you want to sponsor me, or Scott if you want to sponsor Scott. That's all you got to do. Have you done it, Dave?
No, I'm about to.
Do you want to do it now?
I will, yes.
Get your phone out.
Okay. Bear with me.
I'm bearing.
Not turn it on, because I turn it off now when we're on the air.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, because you remember we got all those sort of weird phone calls when we start talking.
Debt collectors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of things.
Bear with me.
Dave's, by the way, everyone knows Dave's got a new phone.
Oh, he has, hasn't he?
Mm. Do you like it?
Have you got a new ring on that?
It's very nice.
I've got Zed Cars again. Ooh, here we go. Do you know, it took me 2 hours the other night to download Zed Cars on here.
Did it really?
Yeah.
How exciting for you.
Right. Messages.
Yep.
Text messages.
Yep.
Create message.
Yep.
Do I just do Chris, do I?
Just Chris.
No vote?
No, just Chris
just
or
Chris.
Scott.
Okay.
C-H-R-I-S.
I'm with you. Oh, right.
Everyone do this at home. It's great fun. Very therapeutic.
Okay. Bear with me. C.
H.
H.
R.
Balls.
Okay. No, C-H-R.
R.
I.
S. S.
Right. Isn't that in your predictive?
Shut up.
Shush.
Don't put him off.
Send.
8-2-1-2-5.
Right, you ready?
8-2-1-2-5.
Here we go. Sending message. Bingo.
Whee!
I've done it. I feel good now.
Well done. So that's £1 it cost you.
Yeah.
70p going to Sport Relief.
It's a good cause. I'm
like
well
that?
Behind it.
I think you get a text message back saying, thank you, your money has been taken.
Do you want to wait until that happens, or should we move along?
No, it might be
I'll
a
tell
while.
You if I get one.
Oh, here we go. There you go. Beautiful.
Hang on, hang on.
That's a repo man.
Yeah.
Sport Relief, thanks for helping Chris. Text again to show Chris you're right behind him as he runs the mile this Saturday. Reply yes for free Comet Relief updates.
Hang on. Text again to show that you're right behind Chris.
Yeah.
I don't like the wording of that, I'll tell you that. If you want to sponsor me or Scott, send a message saying Chris or Scott, depending on who you want to sponsor. Send it to 82125. 82125, it'll cost you a quid, 70p to Sport Relief. Send Chris to 82125, thank you.
I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning. Oh, lady, I stand by, too many men
in the blue. Do you know songs just occasionally come into your head, you don't know why? I was sitting on a toilet at Lille train station yesterday and started humming this out of the blue. Now that is sharing with your audience, I'll tell you that. Maroon 5, This Love. 50 cent it cost to go in there.
Did it?
Yeah, and the fella next door in the cubicle, I swear to God, made this noise. And didn't wash his hands afterwards. Right, Dave, see this link. How do you get to today's see this link for Friday's see this link? KLF 3am Eternal.
KLF stars Bill Drummond and Jimmy Courtney were not technically born in Scotland, but are actually Scottish men, in the same way that a dog born in a stable is still a dog and not a horse.
It's not the same thing.
Horse hair is used to make violin bows. Bows of a different type are commonly found in the hair of girls. Girls, Girls, Girls was a 1987 hit for Motley Crue, whose drummer Tommy Lee is probably most famous for his relationship with Pamela Anderson.
Yes.
Pamela Anderson is mates with David Hasselhoff, who is a big star in Germany. Germany will host the next World Cup in 2006. If you add up the individual numbers that make up the numerical representation of 2006, you get 8. 8 multiplied by 10 is 80, the amount of days it took Phileas Fogg to circumnavigate the world in a balloon. Another famous balloonist is Richard Branson, who also owns Virgin. The most famous virgin in the world is Mary, who apparently had a virgin birth, even though this is medically very impossible.
Apparently!
Mission Impossible, which was a film starring Tom Cruise, a former husband of Nicole Kidman, who is from Australia. Australia was a setting for the TV series A Town Called Alice, and if you add an M to A Town Called Alice, you get A Town Called Malice, which links to two this morning's TDS Link track. It is A Town Called Malice by The Jam.
Lovely. Apparently, then. Forget the Bible and all the religious beliefs of everybody around the world. Apparently, should we go with that? The Virgin Mary birth?
We'll chat later.
Yeah, bro, beautiful. Right, Jam then, please. Brilliant track from the Jam, Town Called Malice. Seamless?
I think so, yes.
Apart from the fact that you kind of doubt the whole religious birth of Christ story.
Why did I doubt it?
Well, read again to someone who's, by the way, Roman Catholic yep. by upbringing. Sorry.
Explain.
I'm a question on I'm a possible answer on GMTV this morning. It's not the right... By the way, don't text B. It's wrong. All right, there you go. Huh? What?
It's C, isn't it?
Yeah, is that the answer? Anyway, sorry. How cool is that?
Very cool.
I'm an option on GMTV.
You've made it.
Yeah, and give me the volume. Oh, no, it's Lillian Kelly live now, isn't it? God, isn't she looking well? Yeah, if you had dodgy eyesight. Anyway, I'll take that back.
We like Lorraine Kelly, don't we?
Do you?
Yeah.
I do like her. I just think she could do more with herself.
Do you?
I really do.
Aww.
Oh, don't say that. Let's be honest.
Lovely.
She's very huggable.
Huh?
I'd hug her.
Does that mean fat?
No, it means huggable.
Right.
Cuddly.
I think she's nice, but she's a bit mumsy, isn't she?
I'm going to leave the religious argument now and move on to Lorraine Kelly discussion.
There was no argument to have, I don't think.
Yeah, because you were wrong.
You got something else wrong as well.
What, Rachel?
Phileas Fogg didn't go around the world in 80 days in a balloon. He used other modes of transport as well.
Like what?
Dunno.
Like a Vespa.
I didn't know that. I thought it was all balloon-based, his navigation.
And roller skates.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're making it up.
No, mate. I'm telling you. I know all these things.
Mm.
So anyway, back to Lorraine Kelly.
I think she's nice. I like Lorraine Kelly.
Do you?
Mm.
Oh, well. Well, no, I don't. I think she's all right.
She comes over as being lovely.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. Anyway, I was a possible answer on the quiz this morning. How exciting is that? I like that. Dave was once a question on the weakest link.
It is true. And also a question...
Oh, was it me? No, I was the answer, wasn't I? You were the setup. I was the answer.
Yeah, that's right. It was which show would you associate the psychic comedy Dave? And also...
Psychic?
Sidekick. Psychic.
Right, okay.
Can't see into the future.
Right. Also, I was a question on the pub version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Several times.
Yes.
In fact.
I was a question on Joe Wiley's Last Resort.
Not the same.
Not the same. Really?
Because you work here, so you're connected with these people.
Exactly.
Ours were external quiz show formats.
That's right.
Mm. I haven't been a question in anything.
No.
That's because everybody hates you.
Thank you, Chris.
That's okay. I've got to tell you the
truth.
Cry today. Will you? It'd be great for the ratings. Can you do it about 9:25?
Yeah, no problem.
In fact, 9:29. Just keep them over
maybe,
news with the crying.
You could hit me.
The crying?
Yeah.
The crying literally.
With the crying, my darling.
Crying.
We started half time early. Half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to ramble.
If you'd like to hear the rest of that, you can sponsor me for my Sport Relief mile.
That's blackmail.
Hey?
It's blackmail.
Absolutely. If you'd like to sponsor me running, send a text message saying Chris and send it to 82125. It'll cost you a pound. 70p goes to Sport Relief. A few smart arses are texting this morning. Where does the other 30p go? I don't know.
Administrative costs.
I would imagine. So it doesn't go to me, right? Or Radio 1. So send a text with either Chris or Scott, if you want to sponsor Scott Mills. But I'd just put Chris down. It's easier to type. So send me a text message if you want to sponsor me. Cost you a pound. 70p to Sport Relief. If you want to sponsor my mile, help me out. Text me as many times as you want. Send Chris to 82125. Right, Rachel?
Right.
Chris. Right, and then the number is 82125.
I'm going to sponsor Scott in the interest of balance.
Well, I'll tell you what. Sponsor... Right, sponsor Scott. And Rachel, you sponsor me.
Okay.
If you want, by
the way.
Do
you know what I mean, Rachel? It doesn't matter, because it's all an extra quid to charity.
Chris will be a lot happier if he's
well, I've already done him.
Yeah, I know.
But, and you get to hear this. If I get loads of text messages. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4...
Feelings that you're making me feel.
So there you go, right? By the way, do you remember what it said, Allard, when Dave received his reply from Sport Relief?
Yes.
What did it say?
It said, reply with yes if you'd like to.
No,
I've got it here if you want.
Before that,
hang
what
on.
Did it say?
Inbox.
Thank you
folder.
For getting behind, Chris.
Here it is. Sport Relief, thanks for helping Chris. Text again to show Chris you're right behind him. Right spelled R-I-T-E.
So that says if you're... it'll say you're right behind Chris. So imagine what I'll say when you get a reply back from the Scott message.
Well, that's what I'm just trying to do now, actually. Okay.
So, Reg, have you sponsored me?
Yes, thanks for helping Chris! Exclamation mark.
S.
Is that what it says?
Text again to show Chris you're right behind him.
Lovely. Okay. I'll wait for Dave to get a message saying text again to say that you're right behind Scott Mills.
82125 is the number. Here we go. I'm waiting for Scott in the interest of balance.
Chris or Scott to 82125, depending on who you want to sponsor for the Sport Relief Mile. Send a text to Chris saying Chris, that's Chris or Scott to 82125. So, I mean, you've got a message received now?
Yep.
Okay.
Inbox. That's exactly the same.
Really?
The whole Scott thing is the same. See, that was a great opportunity for a gag on there, I think, wasn't it?
Well, we could always change it. We can have a word.
Should we have a word?
Yeah.
And make a funnier one for Scott's reply.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Scott Mills. I'm rubbish. Thanks for texting. Something like that.
Scott Mills, I'm right behind you. Morgan.
The race is this week. Well, it's not a race. It's a mile. It's this weekend. Is Scott running it, do we know? Or is
I think
he walking?
So.
We should be.
I've got to beat his time.
By the way, is that the way that it works? I mean, are we interested in times for this?
Well, for me and Scott, yes, maybe. Although, there will be more people ringing at my race than his, so I might not, see, I might not be able to stride out. You know, because there'll be more people there.
Yeah, but you could go at the front.
Yes, but still, you know what it's like. You know, it'll be difficult. So.
See, the reason for my inquiry is that if I'm doing it on a treadmill here in the live lounge,
yeah.
Should I be trying to do it as fast as possible so as to get a faster time than you or Scott?
Yes.
Technically, though.
Yeah.
Because you play two songs at the start of your show, yeah. You don't want to run too fast because you might have actually finished it by the time it comes to your first link and no one will believe you've done it.
Ah, we thought about that.
Yeah?
Yep. Apparently Neil, producer Neil, has programmed, he was no segue at the stop at the top of the show.
That's two songs back to back,
yes.
Dave.
There's one song and it's also going to be very short songs, such as Blur Song 2 and Liam Lynch and stuff.
Liam Lynch and stuff. Mm. Excellent. I said it.
I think you'll beat Scott.
Yeah, I'd like to beat him. Mind you, who wouldn't? You know? Text Chris to 82125. Thank you. If we get 10,000 text messages today, I will play I Believe in a Thing Called Love by the Hayseed Dixie musicians. Right?
Mm.
Thank you. They were doing a one-off London gig at the Borderline on Friday the 6th of August. For more information, contact Mig on 079...
Don't read out his whole number.
Really? Mm. Right, Rachel.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park.
Just can't believe this, man. It's just another night of these thoughts.
You like that, Alan?
Definitely.
All about you?
Song about my rat.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't he lovely?
Who?
Badly Drawn Boy.
Yeah.
Sing about my rat.
Wrote that just for you.
I know.
He was inspired by hearing you do Alan's rapping, which is the Roland Rat song, Rat Rapping, from the 80s.
Yeah, well, you know.
Which you have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Thank if you. You're deaf.
But that was nice.
Is it the year of the rat?
Well, this year,
mm.
Who cares? It's a great song. Alan, do we have Big Brother music anywhere?
Yes.
Where?
At the very top line.
Yellow.
Got you. Tag bed.
Dunno, put them both there. Not right. Sure which is which.
Shall we listen?
You can get that.
All right.
And now, it's time for B.B. Alan.
Oh, Christ, he's back. The evil camp mincing version of Allard. Oh my God, Bibba! You are Marco, aren't you?
I'm not Marco.
Oh, you so are.
Especially since I met him on Saturday, I'm even less Marco than I was before.
Did you like him? Tell us a story. What happened?
Didn't like him. Didn't like him at all.
Really?
No, not at all. I didn't like him in the house, and I didn't like him when I met him either. But let's start at the beginning. Friday night when he came out, the percentages, and I think this is very interesting.
Yes.
Do you know how in the week they were saying it was between Nadia and Marco?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't. 19%, 19.3% voted for Nadia. Only 19%.
Right.
That's really interesting.
Mm.
Because everyone thinks she's coming out soon. She's not. 28.3% voted for Michelle, surprisingly.
Hello, chicken.
And
I, do you know, I call Stew Chicken. And because he's called Stew, do you know what I like to call him?
What?
Chicken pie.
Lovely.
No, that's not right. Chicken corn, no. He's called Stew and I call him Chicken. Ah, that's right. I call him Oxtail Stew. No, I don't know.
By the way, you didn't see this weekend. They're now officially girlfriend and boyfriend.
Oh, Jesus.
Seriously.
Get her dumped.
52.4.
As soon as he's out of that house, she's so packed.
Do you think?
Oh, this man, could, yeah.
This will be another Paul and Helen. You watch.
I won't.
I always get it wrong. 52% voted for Marco, which was, you know, overwhelmingly big. He came out now. As you know, Friday night, I didn't speak to him because...
Oh, Marco, I'm really weird.
Because the police wanted to speak to him first.
Yeah, I love that. Crimes against what?
Not just him, though. Everybody. They're going to interview all the housemates when they come out after the fight between Victor and the rest of them.
Yeah.
So Saturday morning, we met him. Mm. That means he had a whole night just to sit in his bedroom and read all the press clippings about him for the last few weeks.
Understandably, a bigger ego than you?
No, understandably, he came into the press conference hating the people in the room.
Beautiful.
And was very defensive.
Beautiful.
So I thought I'd start off with a very serious question to make it sound like I was a very serious journalist, which of course I'm not. Mm. Don't you feel there was a lot of game playing going on in the house this year?
I do feel there's a lot of game players in the house, so I think possibly people will see that Michelle was nominated this week, even though she wasn't nominated for the reasons that people might suspect that she was. They might twig on that and maybe perhaps nominate her this week coming. I do feel that Nadia is likely to be up again for nomination.
Haha, but she'll stay. The reason why...
tell you what, he does sound like Nick, our press officer, doesn't he?
Don't say that, he doesn't like it.
But he does!
He doesn't like
Nick,
it.
Nick, how do you feel about a lot of game playing going on this year?
I do feel there's a lot of game players in the house.
Don't you think? Nick, I'm sorry, love, but you do.
Anyway, serious stuff out the way. Right. Let's get Marco on side.
This is my question, isn't
it? This is your question.
I'm proud of this question.
With a few light-hearted questions which go like this.
Is the question in here?
It's in there.
Oh, I haven't heard this yet.
Oh.
Is this cringeworthy?
Painful.
Oh, yes!
Painful.
So describe to me, are you in a room, are you in a hall, what's the story?
It's a small, dark room with about three rows of journalists, about 15 of us all sat there, and they were actually very pleased to see me because it's been very heavy the last few weeks, and I always bring in stupid questions.
Heavy.
Very heavy.
Right.
So there I was in the very front, tried to bond with Marco a little bit beforehand, smiled, had a bit of a chat about what he's getting up to and stuff.
Do you know who you were? Do you have any idea?
No idea.
Not a clue.
Doesn't listen to the show or anything.
Okay, all right.
So, halfway through the press conference, I land this question.
BB Aled, Chris Moore Show, Radio 1.
Hi.
I've been watching the series very carefully for the last few weeks.
Okay.
And, darling, are you gay?
I'm not going to answer personal questions.
Okay. How about, why can't you dance? It's scary. You're kind of, do you go clubbing?
Yeah.
And you dance like that in clubs?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing further.
Jesus.
Can you believe it?
How
he doesn't want to answer the question.
How uncomfortable is that?
The whole room laughed at this point.
He's a girl, what's wrong with him?
Now you can tell by the fact there's a lot of hiss on that.
Yeah.
The levels were fine before he sat down, but he went so quiet and was so uncomfortable that he had to crank it all up to hear something.
I want to hear it again.
BB Aled, Chris Moore Show, Radio 1.
Hi.
I've been watching
Hi.
The series very carefully for the last few weeks.
Okay.
And, darling, are you gay?
Is that laugh? Because you know he's like, I'm going to kill you. Funny. All right.
On to the next one. Decided to plough through with the humour.
Humour.
And on to my next clever question to get him talking. Self-contained.
On the Chris Moore Show, we're auditioning people to move in with me, like a flat idol.
Okay.
And one of the questions is, in Sex and the City, which one would you be?
Probably... Carrie.
Yeah, that's a straight man's answer if ever I heard one.
By the way, he's so not a Carrie.
Really?
No.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Anyway.
What is a Carrie?
Carrie is someone who's very intelligent and in control and in charge, and that's not Marco.
Yeah.
Okay. Not going very well, so as a last-ditch attempt, thought I'd win him over with a classic We Wanted You to Win line. Surely that wouldn't fail.
Okay, you are favourite to win the series, so do you have a message for Chris and the Radio 1 audience?
No.
How come?
Don't.
Genius.
Seriously.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for all your support, Radio 1.
So pleased I went up there. So there you go. Sorry, listeners. No message.
I think you threw him with it. Do you know what? See, now you said to me you refused to answer the gay question. But that to hear him back, I think it sounds like he was flirting with you.
Absolutely no flirting whatsoever.
You are, Leonard. Darling.
No, seriously not.
Show tunes.
No bond.
Jazz hands.
So thank you, Marco, but no thanks. No. So goodbye. Thank God he's out. Didn't like him.
Dear.
Hopefully Victor or Jason next. I'd love to get into press conference.
I wouldn't take the same approach with Victor.
Oh, no, I think we should. Oh, I think you should.
Darling.
I've been watching the show very closely the last few weeks, Jason. And darling, are you gay? I'm not gay, mate. Seriously, don't start. He taunted me. That's my favourite Jason line so far.
Yes.
He taunted me.
Latest Big Brother news, they have to attend a primary school for the next 3 days.
No.
And spot Big Brother's warped view of primary school. Rule number 8, all smoking and snogging during school hours must be done behind the bike sheds in the garden.
Oh, very how irritating. Nice. It's another good few days of Big Brother.
Okay, you are our favourite to win the series. So, do you have a message for Chris and the Radio 1 audience?
No.
Cheers, mate. This is Radio. Marco, what a legend.
Brother, I have decided that I'm not going to pander to some of the fake in this house. I'm not going to take it anymore, no way.
Mm.
I've decided that if I am up for nominations this week, yeah, I'm going to tell every single person in this house exactly what I think of them.
Yeah, and guess what? He bottled it. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. That's some screaming. And people don't understand how come Jason gets annoyed with him. Do you know what I mean? Seriously, let me do this again, right? Imagine this. You and I sit in the Big Brother house, Dave. It's a shame we're going to miss the football, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, because I think the England game will be one of the first qualifying games. Oh, yeah, as I was saying, I believe it's one of the first games tonight. Taunted me! Right, last half hour coming up. Car Park Cat's Phrase, Destiny's Child, and The Streets. For all you Streets lovers out there, let's get some news from Dominic. 9:31.
It's a Greek triumph at Euro 2004.
And Federer wins again at Wimbledon. BBC.
It's now 9:34.
You're allowed to hear one more happy birthday message from one of our celebrity friends, Paul McKenna, Shane Ritchie, Sean Williamson, Javine, Kim Marsh, Vernon Kay, or Scott Mills. Dominic?
I'd like to hear, for the amount of effort you put into it, Sean Williamson.
Juliet?
Shane Ritchie.
Dave?
Kim Marsh.
And Rachel?
Scott.
Oh, brilliant. That doesn't help me at all, does it? Scott? Kim Marsh? Who did you say?
Sean Williamson was Dom's choice.
And who did you say?
What did you want, Jules?
Shane Ritchie.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, birthday messages from the stars.
Hi, this is Sean Williamson. They've been on Breakfast for 6 months, and mornings have never sounded so good.
See, he meant that.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Shane Ritchie, if you can understand a word he says.
Hey, Milesy Big Nuts, this is Shane Ritchie.
Does he say, hey, Milesy Big Nuts?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, Milesy Big Nuts, this is Shane Ritchie, wishing you a very happy 6 month birthday, which is fantastic, because most people give you 6 days. Us at EastEnders gave you 6 hours, but you're proving them wrong. But will you last another 6 months?
Yeah.
We're rolling the dice. I doubt it, pal. Happy birthday. You have a career the same span as a 17-year-old pop star. It ain't lasting long, so enjoy it. Happy birthday.
Okay. You have the same career as a 17-stone pop star.
I don't know.
Who's that?
I have no idea. Note to producers of shows that need birthday clips, ring Shane before the pub. Kim Marsh's very long birthday message.
Hi, I'm Kim Marsh. Happy 6 months, Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid.
Beautiful.
Thank
and
you,
then creative Scott Mills.
It's Scott Mills here. You might be thinking it sounds a little echoey where I am. That's because I'm actually on the toilet having a celebratory dump for you as we speak. Congratulations on 6 happy months on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. See you soon.
And there's the toilet flushing there. Lovely. 6 months old today on The Breakfast Show. Ha-ha! It's 9:36 at Radio 1.
I can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's an overdrive and you're behind a steering wheel.
Yee-haw!
Oh-haw! Touching you.
Oh-haw!
Touching me.
Oh-haw!
Touching you. God, you're touching me. Just look to the rhythm of my heart. I believe and I think I'll love. We rock till the sun goes down. I believe and I think I'll love.
It's Vernon Kay from Bolton. How are you doing, big man? Thank you very much for helping me at Radio 1 over the past 6 months. Happy anniversary. You've been on the air now on The Breakfast Show for 6 months. You've done 118 shows. Still as sarcastic as ever. Still as loud as ever. And that's why the nation loves you. Well done, big man. All the best. And FIFA 2004, chez moi, very, very soon. I'm going to kick your big butt into touch.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I've got my own...
There you go, the streets and dry your eyes. What did you do with the money? The money your mother gave you for singing lessons.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Who was late on the clapping? That was you and Joss.
Who?
Clapping.
Wasn't
over
me.
The, yes, it was.
Was it?
You clapped over the bit where you meant to stop.
No.
Anyway, thank you, Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Straight into it today, then, please.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, I'm Reese and I'm from Carmarthen.
Hey! Okay, Reese, you know when Alan says be as lively as you can?
Yeah.
Let's try that again, shall we? Okay, line one, contestant one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, I'm Reese and I'm from Carmarthen.
Hey! That's the idea. We've only done it every day for 6 months, right? Good. What do you do, Reese?
I'm a student.
Studying what?
Agriculture.
Agriculture?
Yeah.
Very nice. Where are you doing that?
I'm doing it in the Royal Agricultural College.
Of course. Well, a stupid question, I suppose. And what are you driving?
I'm driving a Rover 600.
Nice wheels.
Good. Where are you parked?
I'm parked in Stansted Airport car park.
Why? Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm picking someone up.
Who?
A mate of a friend.
A mate of a friend.
Sounds yeah. Dubious.
Very vague, very vague, Reese.
Pardon?
Very vague.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't too forthcoming with the information.
Right. Okay. And do you have a picture of this person, or is he just wearing sunglasses and a hat
and a smile?
Well, I don't know exactly what they look like at all. I've got to hold up a sign.
Right. I'm not going to ask any more questions about this, but good luck. And I hope you make it home tonight. Let's hear your horn, Reese. Beautiful.
Nice.
All right, hang on there then, pal.
Hi, I'm Kim Marsh.
No, seriously, Kim, we've got to move on. We haven't got time. All right, lovely. Thank you.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi there, Moisey. I'm James. I'm from Rich Hill.
Yay! Where's that?
Rich Hill. It's in Northern Ireland, just outside Portadown.
Ah, yes. I know where it is now.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've had a drink in that pub there.
Yeah, Lennox's aye.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Me and Dominic went there, didn't we, Dom?
Yeah, we had a pint.
Yeah.
You should have given me a shout.
We did, but you were engaged.
Mm.
right.
We tried and tried for minutes.
Right. What do you do, James?
I'm a white van man.
Oh, for who?
For who? Express Parcels.
I've always wanted to work for them.
Yeah.
Do they treat you well?
Yeah, yeah.
Good, okay. Good. All right. Well, they should give you a day off.
Yeah.
Okay, Friday. He'd like Friday off, please, bosses.
I would love it off.
I'm sure you want, my darling.
And Friday.
What are you driving, then?
I'm driving a Mercedes Sprinter, white van, obviously.
Nice wheels.
And where are you parked?
I'm parked in the middle of the sticks, a place called Clinchy.
And that's near Downpatrick?
Yes, that's it.
See, I know everything.
Yeah.
It's on the A22, in fact.
Mm.
That's it, man.
Thank you very much. I see, you thought I was joking, but I know it very well. thanks. All right, then, let's hear the horn, James.
Yep. You got
it. Simple but effective.
A bit weak, but yeah. It should be all right. You'll be fine. You'll be all right with that. Are you ready?
Yes.
Reese, sure. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Best of luck. Here we go. Eyes down, looking. Big breath.
Hello, morning, Phil.
Right, here we go. Mr. Fish is doing an experiment to measure how human emotions vary between adults and children. He's particularly interested in the way that people cry when they're upset, and he's got an adult and a baby for his test. He's listening to the baby, and now he's listening to the adult, and to his surprise, they both sound the same. Bizarrely, the adult... Yes, Reese?
Is it cry baby?
Is it cry baby?
Oh, it's good! But it's not right.
Oh, it's not right, I'm afraid. Chance for James to steal. Apparently, James, the adult cries just like the baby, which is very odd, because you wouldn't expect a fully grown adult to cry like a baby.
Cry like a baby?
Yep, yep. Yes, James?
Cry like a baby.
You're right! Yay!
8.
All right, well done. Points to you, James.
Yeah.
Come on, Reese. You can do it. I've got a funny feeling. Could just be stomach cramp, but I'm not sure, you know.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
The RSPB seem to have a bit of an emergency situation on their hands. Can I just say how much like blankety blank that sounded? The RSPB seem to have a bit of an emergency situation on their hands. Dawson Bird, one of the fine birds of prey, is in trouble with his blank or blanks. The RSPB seems to have a bit of an emergency situation on their hands. That's the new one for next year.
Yeah, I know, definitely. I was thinking that.
All right. They've called in their top man, Mr. Fish. One of their prize eagles has been flying high above the city for 3 days now and refuses to come down. Mr. Fish knows how to communicate with birds of prey. He's holding out a big, juicy piece of steak. And look, here comes the eagle, and yep, it's landed right next to the steak. Well done, Mr. Fish, for getting the eagle to land. Everybody's shouting, well done, for the eagle has landed. Oh!
Neck and neck.
Dave, I need to call it.
Oof, it's too tight. I'm going to say it was...
For timing purposes.
James.
Yes, James.
The eagle has landed.
The eagle has landed.
You're a winner.
Gotta say, Reese, I'm very sorry.
No problem.
But if we had more time at today's show, we'd have given it to you. But, well, we've got to be honest, we cheated. But, you know, don't worry, you don't go home empty-handed.
What do I go home with, then?
Empty hands.
Yeah. So, well done, enjoy those extra empty hands. And good luck with picking up your friend from the airport there. Bye. He's going straight to jail. Mm. James, well done.
Thank you, Mozzie.
You've won a great prize. You've won a pen which says BBC Sport on it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I know. Right, trying to contain your excitement. Right, have a great day, pal. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, no problem, Mozzie. Thank you.
Bye, mate.
Yeah, bye-bye.
There you go. Well done to Reese, who was lost. Well done to James, who was the winner. Get out of that, Will. Shut your face, right? Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
From BBC... Tomorrow night at 9 on BBC 3.
BB Aled, Chris Moll Show, Radio 1.
Hi.
I've been watching the series very carefully for the last few weeks.
Okay.
And, darling, are you gay?
I'm not going to answer personal questions.
Okay. How about, why can't you dance? They're scary. You're kind of... Do you go clubbing?
Yeah.
And do you dance like that in clubs?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing further.
Tomorrow, Aled will be interviewing Hulk Hogan, so stand by for that.
It is the passion flowing right on through your veins. And it's the feeling like you're all so glad you came.
Nelly Furtado, Forza on Radio 1. I'm not, as I've been saying... Right, it's not too late, by the way. Everybody grab your mobile phone out now if you'd like to send me a text to sponsor me for Sport Relief. You're right, Rach?
Choking.
Are you?
I'm in water.
That was hilarious. Oh, you miss that.
Send me a text saying Chris to 82125 if you'd like to sponsor me for our Sport Relief mile that I'm doing on Saturday. It'll cost you £1, 70p goes to Sport Relief. Send a text message now saying Chris to 82125, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 82125, right?
Right.
That's 82125, right?
82125, right?
82125. Message just saying Chris, then 82125. Cost you £1, 70p goes to Sport Relief. Do it now. I want to get more than Scott Mills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where's Joe Wiley? Because it's Joe's very special day. Yesterday, it was her birthday.
Oh.
And obviously, I've got a nice surprise for Joe. It's very, very exciting.
She's...
No, don't sing. So, you know. And obviously... Oh, here she comes, look. Hey. Woo! Look, got a new birthday top on, Joe. You look lovely. Did he come in on the bus today with your free pass? Only joking.
What are you saying, Chris?
That you're
old. You're so rude.
I'm not rude.
I'm experienced, Chris.
I've got...
Unlike you.
Eh?
Okay.
I've got you a lovely present.
You're not wearing the shirt that I requested. You've still got a big grey Hawaiian thing on.
I've got you some flowers.
Oh, okay. Look at them.
They're nice.
Yeah,
right.
They're lovely. Carnations. I really like carnations.
M&S. Right.
Yeah, it's great.
Right. And we've got you a hamper. Right, with things that you can have, either share them with your team or do what I would do, take them home.
Okay, right.
And
I thought they were Masons.
There's a birthday cake, some coffee and some champagne and jam. There you go.
Did you get all of this free?
Nope. No, not at all. The cake we bought. Right. And we've also got you a lovely card, Joe.
Where's the gag?
This is a lovely card for you, for your birthday. Doesn't say happy 40.
It's just an envelope.
But open the card.
No, honestly, there's a card in there made specially for you, Joe. It's very, very nice.
That'll be me in a lead strip then, will it?
Yes! And it's beautiful!
Oh, it's a good picture.
That's you and Alan Smith's legs. Which I think...
Yeah, his legs are much better than mine,
I think it's...
Yeah, but it's a bit disappointing. It's not what I wanted for my birthday, is it?
Well, you wanted me in a Spurs top, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't have a Spurs top, but I've tattooed the Spurs badge on my arse.
Bend over now.
Do you want to have a look?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that, mate.
Have you got a bike, Joe?
All right, stop it now. Leave me alone. Have a lovely show, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You've got 30 seconds to get back in Studio
All right,
One.
I'm off. See you. Thank
Go.
You
Joe Wiley, birthday
Happy
girl.
Birthday, yesterday. Joe.
30 years old. Right, have a good day. One.